This is Tim Schultz, Director of Government Relations for U.S. English, and I want to offer you a legislative update on the status of the Puerto Rico Democracy Act. Now, as you remember, this is the bill H.R. 2499, and it passed the House of Representatives about 2 weeks ago. Our major concern with this legislation is that it gives Puerto Ricans a right to vote on whether or not they want to become the 51st U.S. state. Our objection is that right now Puerto Rico's language policies are different than any other state that's ever been allowed into our union. Puerto Rico's public schools, Puerto Rico's legislature, their local courts, all operate overwhelmingly in Spanish. There isn't an aspiration on the island to, and especially in its public policies, to get the island and the people there to learn English. And so it's not surprising that only 20% of Puerto Ricans speak English. By comparison, the lowest of the 50 states is California, and 80% of California residents can speak English. So Puerto Rico has miles to go to even be like our worst state when it comes to language learning. During the House debate, we supported an amendment that was sponsored by Representative Paul Brown that would have required English to be the sole official language of Puerto Rico as a condition for becoming a state. That amendment was defeated by just 4 votes. But we are now fighting in the United States Senate. Just last week, the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee held a hearing on the future status of this legislation. We obviously are doing everything we can to make sure that the English question is addressed now, because if it's not addressed now, we could be looking at the first state in U.S. history that has Spanish as its de facto official language, and that's something that would not work to the unity of our country.